This is the Commodity Scrap Metal Recycling and Economic Report, February 12, 2024. U.S. weekly raw steel production rose to 1.7 million tons on slow U.S. manufacturing, but manufacturing could be close to the bottom. WTI crude oil price rose to $76.84 a barrel on Middle East tensions and on good U.S. demand. U.S. weekly crude oil production rose to 13.3 million barrels per day, matching the recent all-time record in U.S. history. The U.S. is the number one energy exporter, yes, exporter in the world, and yes, more than even Saudi Arabia. This is when we combine huge U.S. exports of crude oil, liquefied natural gas, which is LNG, and importantly, refined crude products like gasoline. The U.S. weekly oil rig count was steady at 499 on great productivity per well and slow increases in production. Natural gas futures, the price, fell to $1.82 per metric million BTUs, the price of the 1980s. The U.S. is the largest global producer and exporter of natural gas. These low prices are helping lower electric utility prices and lower U.S. inflation. Scrap steel number one HMS price was steady at $380 gross ton on a good balance of supply and demand. Hot rolled coil steel price fell to $46.72 a hundredweight, which is $934 a ton on moderate demand and good supply. Copper price fell to $3.67 a pound on pessimistic sentiment of Chinese industrial production. Aluminum price fell to $1, which is $22.16 a metric ton on increased concerns over Chinese slowdown in demand, but also on continued calls by some economic union members to stop EU-Russian aluminum imports. China's January consumer prices fell 0.8% over last year, the most in 14 years. This is good news for the U.S. as China's low prices help the U.S. as China exports lower prices to the U.S. U.S. February Real Clear TIPP Economic Optimism Index fell to 44, but well above recent lows. Current feelings about finances fell, but consumer six-month economic outlook improved. U.S. January Logistics Managers Index, which is a measure of inventory levels, transportation prices, and warehousing costs and capacity. It increased to 55.6, the highest point in 3 months. This was the first time in 4.5 years that every measure improved. U.S. December month-over-month inflation was revised lower to 0.2%, which is 2.4% annualized from 0.3%. This good news was a partial reason that drove stocks higher. And therefore, Wall Street's Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 18 points to 38,672, near a record high. The S&P 500, a broader stock index, hit a new all-time high as your 401ks were higher too. This was on more evidence that inflation was slowing in the U.S. and globally. How about a roll-off trailer that is 80,000 GVW and is only 33 feet short? Now you don't need a 40-foot trailer for 80,000 GVW. The super mini long triaxle with an extendable tail is a true heavy hauler. Call Ben Lee for a quote at 734-722-8100. This report is brought to you by Ben Lee Roll-Off Trailers, Gondola Trailers, Lugger Trucks, and Roll-Off Trailer Parts. This is Greg Brown reporting from Thailand. As always, feel free to call or email me with any questions, and we hope all have a safe and profitable week.